WMFO in Medford. This is Sky Bar. This is a band called Watts. Carissa Johnson will be with us in about 8 minutes. This is Watts. That was X with Hungry Wolf live. Before that, we had Cherry Bomb Joan Jett. And the great local band Watts opened things up with the Black Heart of Rock and Roll, off CD by the same name. I'm here with Carissa Johnson and Steph. How are you doing, guys?
Good, how are you?
Girls, I should say, but it's saying guys.
Just the girls
tonight. I know. Yeah. So what's up?
Oh, you know, just hanging out and...
Thanks for coming on.
Yeah, totally.
I got to tell a quick story about the first time I saw your band. It was in January.
Is it O'Brien's?
Yes, at the ACLU benefit.
Oh.
And I went because I like Stars Like Ours.
Mm.
Thought it was a good cause. I'd heard been a lot about, you know, Carissa Johnson and the band and all. It was a lot of buzz, as they say. So I figured I'd go check it out. And you guys kind of blew me away. It was fantastic. I think I picked up... I talked to you a few minutes after that show.
And yeah, I
picked
that.
Up Only Roses. Fantastic CD, of course. And we're going to get to the Rumble in a bit. But how long have you been at this? And how... just briefly, like how...
Yeah, the band, I didn't have a band until 2015, but the solo thing really started when I was like 18, and I was just fresh out of my first band, Left Hand Blue, and pretty much started in like Plastow, just playing side cafe, anywhere, it was like all ages, and anywhere that would let me play, pretty much. And then I just started making acoustic albums, and then I was just like, I want to make one with a band, so I went into the studio, hired drummers, made a full band album, and then... had a release show, and I was like, I should hire a band, and then I just had friends play, and through that grew my first lineup, and then through that there's been a few lineup changes, and now Steph and Nick are part of the band, and
yeah.
It's just the three of us, and this lineup's almost been going for about a year now.
Right.
So, yeah, pretty
and
much.
Did you guys kind of, I read somewhere, would you kind of, you meet and kind of swap CDs or something like that?
Yeah, pretty much.
You're like, would you say, like, well, maybe we should do our own band?
Yeah, it was pretty quick. Like, we were, like, following each other on Instagram, I think, all the social media stuff. Yeah.
Right.
And then I was like, I think I bought her album, and then she bought mine, and then we started a conversation online, and I was like, hey, like, you don't have to buy my album, that's awesome, thanks.
Yeah. And then we started chatting about gear, and then...
Yeah. And then she was like, we were talking about guitars, and then she's like, I'm actually looking for a band, you want to, like, I need to play guitar. Yeah. I'm like, oh, I need a guitarist. Oh, this works perfectly.
And so. Who brought Nick in? Was that just...
I knew Nick from a few years ago. He was in another band that I used to play with in another band, and I always thought he was a solid drummer, and when... Alan, my he went by Buttercup, my first drummer.
Uh-huh.
When he ended up leaving the lineup, I thought of Nick, and I'm like, oh, like, he was just my first choice. And I messaged him like, hey, I know you're not playing out, like, do you want to? And then he was like, oh, I'm not really looking to be in a band. But then he started playing the songs, and he's like, I want to do this. So
yeah,
it meshed really well, really quick. And
it's a great lineup.
Yeah, totally, it's the most solid lineup. Definitely have before.
So you want to play one, and then we'll we'll chat some more. We'll get into the Rumble,
cool.
Of course. But
I can play the new single if that's cool.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Do you want to sing stuff? Lead.
Clap. Do something.
Yeah. Do we have like a little egg shaker?
you can do that, but you can beatbox. There we go.
Take it away.
This one's called You Lost You.
Light me up, fire to spitting. I could really use a wish. I would wish you back, wish you luck, wish you all you expected in the first place. Lessons aren't ever cheap. Hills we climb aren't always temporary. Lose your mind, lose your heart. Find them on whichever side you decide to fall. You pity the devil, you feed her too. I lost my place in your world. You lost you. You lost you. You work hand in hand, but now we're a time capsule in the sand. Now nothing's getting through, and I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do.
All right. That's the new single.
That was the abridged version. I think I might have forgotten a verse.
You definitely did.
You could have jumped in.
Damn it.
All right, I'm going to play something off of Only Roses now, and I might throw something in by I don't know, either Baker or Stars Like Ours. We'll figure that out, and then we'll be back and we'll talk a bit about the Rumble itself.
Awesome.
All right. All right, we'll be back in a bit.
I doubt you know what you really want. I've been so numb, I can't imagine what it'll take to begin again. That's why I'm holding this heavy head so low. I've got no clue where the minutes went. I doubt you know what your kisses meant to me. Sometimes I feel like I'm fading. Feel like I'm making it.
WMFO in Medford. That was Tom Baker and the Snakes with Run It Out. They were in the Rumble this year, along with Carissa. Carissa played You Lost You live a few minutes ago. And we also heard, what did I play off your CD? I already forget.
What song was that? Only Roses?
I think it was.
No, first tune.
Oh, it was The Fool.
Oh, The Fool. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes. The Fool off of Only Roses. Talk a bit about the Rumble. That must have been a cool experience, huh?
Yeah, that was so cool.
Like, definitely. I think it was cool the way that the bands, like the camaraderie there. Like, I
absolutely.
Saw you out there taking pictures of, like, stars when they were on and vice versa. And,
oh, yeah.
So it's just a great...
That's the good thing about the Rumble is that it's like that, and it's very community-based, and, you know, there's so many bands in it. I mean, it's unlike any other Battle of the Bands I've been a part of, and I haven't done one in a very long time because I was kind of writing them all off, just being like, I don't want to do battles of the bands. Like, I want to just play music, and it's not
a
competition.
Yeah, it's kind of weird to... exactly. Like, I'm like... I think I posted something during the Rumble times. I'm like, it's not, the important thing is a lot of people go out and see music. So it's good to get all those people out there.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's not a competition per se, but it's cool to win.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Sure. Definitely. Yeah.
It's a nice perk.
It's funny. I didn't even know any of the prizes until afterwards. Like,
no?
A week after we won, I was like, I should probably check and see what this is all about.
Is there some sort of record?
There's a few different
monies to a record.
Yeah. So there's a lot of prizes in there that include studio time at a bunch of different studios in Boston. And then there's mastering and sunglasses and what else?
T-shirts.
Yeah. T-shirts. Finally, we can make real T-shirts. So I have to paint them with paint and get it all over myself.
During the I think it was the fire alarm night. That was the finals, right? Mm-hmm. I was in the crowd and
you pulled it.
I didn't.
Now we know.
We're gonna get to that in a minute. But I was in the crowd and I was standing next to a guy, an older guy like myself. And when you guys came on, I think Nick he kind of ducked down for a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy next to me says, what happened to the drummer? I said, I think he just ducked down for a minute. I think he's there. I said, do you know this band? And he was like, the drummer's my son.
Oh, really?
Oh, wow. Well. In the crowd. It was kind of funny.
That's funny. Yeah, his whole family
like,
came
I know him. I said, oh, they're good. Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah, he always does that before we play. And then right before I turn around,
pops
I'm like,
up.
Oh, you ready?
Yeah, he just
I'm
sits
like,
there.
Where did he go now?
Yeah.
He's just chilling, hanging out.
Where's the drummer?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think he's there. I saw him there a second ago.
Like, we went on a Southwestern run, the three of us, in January and February. Hmm. And it was so funny. Every show, Steph and I were like, where's Nick?
Yeah,
like
it was
before
literally
the
like
show,
the joke, like where's Nick?
Like in the car, like everywhere. We're like, where's he? Mm-hmm. He's always on the roof of every venue we play.
Yeah.
You know, he's a wanderer.
He definitely. Made it though.
He did. Yeah. Yes.
So when when the sound cut and the fire alarm went, I was like, this is it. This is gonna be over. They're not gonna let you back in.
I know.
It's like, how are you gonna pick a winner? Uh-huh. Declare? Did you know right away that it was kind of you'd be. Able to get back in or like
no I had no idea
like everyone else just kind of like what the hell's going on
it was
on?
So weird I was trying to figure out what happened I was like did someone just hate it that much that they pulled
right.
it like did someone mad at me
well the word in the street was it yeah if someone pulled it
yeah
that fixes any
which
kind
like
of
it's kind of funny I mean either way it's like we made it work we came back from it but it was another one of those things just kind of get everyone together and it was very community feel you know it was beautiful
there was no fire
people started lighting candles and we said kumbaya for a little while
there was no fire or smoke so I wasn't that concerned but I'm like
I thought it was a fight or something I really did because I've had that happen before when I was playing I was like oh who's fighting I was like we don't have mosh pits what's happening
because I didn't know I mean the scariest thing being on stage at any show is when there's technical problems and you don't know how to or what's going wrong or whatever I just see the house lights go on I'm like okay well no at least this was the song I was going to get everyone to sing anyway I can just get everyone singing it and I don't have to but it was just like I didn't know what was going on but you know it was it ended up being up for the best you know those things. I like challenges. I like spontaneity. I like trying to figure it out on the go.
And I was talking to you off air. I love the covers that you guys did for... They were separate nights, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we did the same one.
Was the semis, I think, and then...
Yeah, I think for prelims and finals, we did the Dead Boys.
Yeah.
And the one in the middle, we did the Ramones.
Yeah. And what about the instrument thing at the end? Did you just, you must have put your heads together and thought that up. You said, let's go out with a bang.
That was all Steph.
Is that you? Did you say, we gotta do something little,
yeah,
take it over the top?
A little different, because every band comes in and just plays their set, and it's not about just playing what you have on the record. It's about putting a performance and a show on.
Yeah.
And trying to get the crowd engaged with that as well, because as much as we're performing, they're performing too. So it's like we're throwing stuff out at them, they're throwing it right back at us, and that's like that whole camaraderie back and forth, and that's what makes it like...
It's a great dynamic,
That's what makes it fun for all of us, you know?
Right.
It's not just us playing at them the whole time. They're,
to get everyone involved is the most fun part.
Mm-hmm. Throw some drumsticks at them. They're like, whoa!
Take an eye out.
At them. Not to them, at them.
At them.
The first drumstick had a little heat behind it.
Yeah. Which one?
The first drumstick.
That's what I heard.
Like, But then I think you lined up on the second one.
Yeah, I was like, oh, I
must have caught wind of it.
Yeah, I saw the video and I was like, oh, whoops, I got a little excited.
Mm-hmm. See, that might be my phone. I don't know whose phone that is. I think it's mine.
Is it?
Definitely not mine.
You should answer it on the air.
I shouldn't.
Mine is always on silent. I hate it.
But I'm going to probably take it outdoors. But you can, there it goes.
There we go.
You want to play another one? We'll play.
Yeah, totally.
All right.
Which one should I do?
It's your call.
Only Roses.
Do it.
The whole album.
Front to back.
Yeah.
Half hour. I'll see you at 9.
You carved your heart in my hand, ink made the blood. But the city doesn't look the same when you're in it, keeping up. It's caving in with me, and yes, I'm strong. But equally as weak, and you've known all this time we spent that this was our destiny, cause to time they come by, habits, their cycles, our reason for secrets, though I never try to win them over, don't want to win them over. I don't have much else left to gamble, only roses grow if you keep them where you found them, but you and I, my dear, we've got places to go. Places to go, you and I, my dear, we've got places to go. I really mean them, all the words I never said. I really mean them, every last one. They're caving in with me, and yes, I was wrong. But equally as true, and you've known all this time we spent that this was our destiny, cause time to time they come by, habits, their cycles, our reason for secrets, though I never try to win them over, don't want to win them over. Don't have much else left to gamble, only roses grow if you keep them where you found them, but you and I, my dear, places to go, you and I, my dear, we've got places to go, you and I, my dear, we've got places to go.
Awesome.
Thanks.
All right, I'm going to play some tunes, something by Stars Like Ours, a couple more. We'll be back and we'll talk a bit about some touring that the band, I believe, is going to be doing. Right now, this is Stars Like Ours.
My fridge ain't broken, my beer ain't cold, my body's aching, I'm not even old. Police are coming, but I did nothing wrong. I sit here singing, I don't have a song. We'll be right back.
See that? We got caught babbling as the song ended. That's what happens. Actually, that was fine. That was The Interrupters on a Turntable. You guys like that?
I love that.
Yeah, it's a good tune. Mm-hmm. Stars Like Ours, A Million Ways to Exit.
I love that, too.
That. And and Chris is going to play one more, and we're going to... we'll talk about the tour. You want to talk tour now?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, you got a couple things lined up, right?
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff in the works. We just finalized a tour that's going to be next week, actually kicking off in Brooklyn. And most of that's going to be acoustic, but Steph and Nick are joining for a couple shows. And that's with my friend Vanessa Silberman from L.A. and The Love Dimension from San Francisco.
How'd you get this L.A. connection with her?
So it's really funny. She... was just booked at O'Brien's in March, and Ryan messaged me and was like, hey, like, I want you on the show, and I actually had a show booked in New York that night, and I couldn't do it, and then I was like, oh, this looks cool, like, I feel like I'd like, that'd be a good lineup, and then my show in New York got postponed, so I got back in touch with Ryan, and I'm like, hey, I can do this now, and then before we even met, we started messaging, and we started booking tours before we even played the show, and it was just like this instant connection where it was just like, we gotta just tour together. And so now we got a lot of stuff in the works, hopefully some more full band stuff, and just traveling and playing West Coast, East Coast.
I would say you're pretty much going all the way to...
Yeah, July is going to be mostly out west. Again, Steph and Nick are going to come out for a few shows. We're going to play Pomona and L.A. Going to do Viper Room this time. And
that's Viper Room.
Yeah.
The legendary, right?
Legendary.
River Phoenix kid.
Yes.
I know.
So yeah, super stoked about that. I'm going to spend most of the summer out. I think after May 19th hits, it's all just craziness ensues.
but that's what you have to do to...
Yeah.
I mean, nowadays you got a tour and out there to... It's kind of like not a double-edged sword, but the goal of any younger band is to like get beyond the city.
Yeah.
And so...
Totally. There's no limit.
Right. And so like you like to see great bands here, but you hope for them that they, you know, get to like tour constantly more or less and make it something of like
a living.
Yeah,
you can always make it work.
Doing it. I mean, it's ultimate goal.
If you break even, you're lucky. You know, it's hard to even just break even, but it's not about breaking even or, you know, I mean, eventually it's about just meeting people and having fun and seeing the world and playing music and all that stuff. So
making a living would be a good perk.
Exactly. That'd be really nice. I just quit my job, so it'd be really nice.
It's hard to hold one down. You're constantly on the go, right? You're touring.
Yeah, a lot of stuff in the works, though. This year's going to be a crazy one. And in the meantime, we'll be home. We got some shows in August here, and then hopefully we're going to be doing a lot of recording and putting out an album hopefully early next year.
Wow, cool.
So, yeah, lots of stuff.
And that will be a band effort, I assume.
The three of us. It'll be the first album that's just the three of us.
Just the three of us.
Yeah. Nice segue. You're not going to cover that one, are you?
No.
We're doing an album of covers, and that's on it. It's just stuff singing and snapping.
Yeah. Maybe a little beatboxing.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. All right. You want to play one?
Yeah, sure. I'll do another one.
And then, speaking of your tour, you plan this weekend at the Cantab show?
Cantab, yeah, we're playing
there. Runouts.
Runouts.
I have some stuff by the Runouts. Maybe I'll throw some Runouts in after you play.
But yeah, totally.
I'll let you go at it now.
Cool.
Telephone, oh how I wish it wasn't Phantom. Months ago we could have settled down. I could have marked my ground in your castle. The moon's the most imperfect thing in the sky, at least from the side of town. Still it's the only instant comfort I find. It's always gotta be around. Phantom blood to my pulsing heart, oh how I wish there was no mania. It's all in my head, this dancing dead delirium. Today will be it, today I mean it. I know I've been a bit deceiving. Today I know it, I've got to go with you. Won't wake me when I'm dreaming. Today will be it, today I mean it. I know I've been a bit deceiving. today. I know that I've got to go, and you won't wake me when I'm dreaming. Phantom sleep in my haunted room these nights, these days, this hysteria. Work to pay to get to work to pay to get away from phantom blood to my pulsing brain. Oh, how I wish there was no mania. It's all in my heart, this dancing dark delirium. Today will be it, today I mean it. I know I've been a bit deceiving. Today I know it, I've got to go. Today I mean it, I know I've been a bit deceiving. Today I know it, I've got to go it alone, even if I'm screaming.
All right, Deliria. There's a video for that, huh?
There is, yeah.
Cool. All right, it's 8:45. The hour's flying by.
Yeah.
I'm going to play something by the Runouts. And then we'll be back one more time to say see ya. All right? But this is the Runouts.
Within her face.
We're about to button this up. That was Dark and Cover with Wasted. I've Stuck in Decline. Before that, The Runouts, The Bucket from Pet Noises, their new CD. It's 8:51. Gonna say see you to Carissa and Steph. So thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, it was a blast.
We love
thanks.
WMFO.
Any parting words?
Come to the show Friday night.
I'll be there. Drink a lot of coffee because it's a long show.
Gonna need a lot of coffee.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But we gotta get out of here. I'm gonna play some Social D and probably like one other song, and that's it. I'll be back to say see you later. See you next week. Thanks again, guys, for coming in.
Totally.
Thanks,
thank you.
No problem. We'll do it again. This is Social D.
I'm Joe Perry.
And Steven Tyler from Aerosmith, here for RAD, recording artists, actors, and athletes against drunk driving. Yeah, you know we love it when the music does the talking.
And you know, the music stops when someone gets killed.
So never, 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 never let someone you know get behind the wheel if they've been drinking. So keep it real, keep it real. Friends, don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
All right, it's 8:56. I'm just jumping on quick to say this is WMFO in Medford, Skybar. I'm going to play one more by a band called The Warning Shots. See you next week. Peace.
Here's the night.